Members of an anti-drug nonprofit in Watertown head to Capitol Hill this week. The group wants Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer to help fight the heroin crisis and the ways it's affecting Jefferson County. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
Since 2011, there have been 79 deaths caused by heroin and opiate overdoses in Jefferson County. Anita Seyfried Brown's son died of a heroin overdose the day after he turned 33. He left a young daughter behind. She says addiction is a disease, and it hurts more than just friends and families of the addicted.
It affects business, it affects tourism, and it also, on the flip side, encourages drug dealers to come to our area.
Seyfried Brown is with Pivot, a nonprofit that works to prevent drug and alcohol abuse in Jefferson County. While in Washington, group leaders will present the lawmakers with results from a recent survey showing a growing number of young people in the county have reported using opiates.
We ask of our elected officials to fund the interventions that we know work.
She says Watertown needs a detox and recovery center for people who want to get off the drug. Housing for those leaving rehab or jail after a drug conviction could keep past offenders off the streets. Seyfried Brown says an intensive aftercare program will help people stay off the drug.
They need to know that Watertown, this beautiful city, old city, has experienced so many deaths, so much tragedy.
The group is also meeting with Assemblywoman Addie Russell to push for more state funding to fight heroin addiction. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.